Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Anish Sheth is on the hotline right now. Of course, Dr. Sheth, you've seen him on The Doctors and Rachel Ray, but he's a gastroenterologist who's going to talk about not only the poopgasm, but poophoria as well.
Well, we always call that post-defecation euphoria, where afterwards you're like, nothing but net, everything's great. You stand up, you're ready to do some shadow boxing in the stall.
It's a brand new world.
Your back pops, you're like, man, I feel like I could go running or something. But this is real. Like, it's a really disturbing. And there's somebody else on hold that also wants to speak with the doc, right?
Yeah, it has happened with him as well.
Let me get Doc on. Hold on.
Our next guest is a gastroenterologist, a graduate of Brown University and Brown Medical School, completed a fellowship at Yale New Haven Hospital. He's a member of the Princeton Medical Group and is author of the book, What Is Your Poo Telling You? You've seen them on The Doctors and Rachel Ray. And today he's here to explain the science behind the poopgasm. Please welcome Dr. Anish Sheth.
Hey, Doc, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Well, thank God you're here now. He was telling us a story about this, the poopgasm, as we named it. And I was like, come on, that's not real. And
it's real.
Yeah, apparently it is.
It is. It's something that if we could somehow figure out how to recreate this on a regular basis, I think we'd be in with a lot of money here. But it's just something that happens, and we'll get into what causes it, but it's just something that's very unpredictable, and unfortunately, it's very uncommon
as
well.
Yeah, no, he was having a movement, and in your words, it happens, but it doesn't happen at the same time, right?
Yeah, it didn't happen at the same time. It was one of those, as soon as I was done, it's like there's like a 2-second delay, and then it was, I got lightheaded and I finished it just like that, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, look, so I think one of the common factors, I can't say I've done extensive research in this area, but in my travels here, it seems like the larger the bowel movement, sometimes if people haven't gone in a long time and they have like a very distended rectum, not to get too graphic too early, but there's something about just releasing the pressure in the rectal area that just gives people this, we call it poophoria, this sort of lightheaded, sublime sort of relaxation that people have likened to having an orgasm. And I think the real only thing that we can really put our fingers on is that the rectum is stretched and distended, and then there's something about releasing that pressure that just causes this overwhelming sensation.
There you go. See, I was assuming, I thought somehow it triggered his prostate.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's the case. I think there is a physiologic basis. So there's something called the vagus nerve. This is a nerve that sort of allows us all a lot of our processes, including when we have an orgasm during sex, but it's just involved in a lot of what we call these autonomic processes, these processes like digestion and defecation. And something about this nerve triggers excessively when the rectum is very distended. And so you get this trigger, and actually, T mentioned that he got lightheaded, and actually that's very common because your actually blood pressure, the blood supply to the brain actually goes down a little bit just for a few seconds, and that's what gives you that lightheadedness, and that's all triggered by this vagus nerve firing excessively.
I love the fact also that it's the vagus nerve. It gives you the orgasm. I'm like, yep, yep. It's incredible, because I thought for sure he was making it up or he was misinterpreting it or something had happened. And as soon as we spoke about it on the air, there was probably 4 or 5 factors. If I can connect you with somebody, there's another listener that had it happen. He wanted to ask about it, because I think most people, if it happens to them, they don't go to their doctor because they're freaked out by it.
Yeah, sure. Let's hear it.
Yeah, here you go. Hey, James, you're on the air with Dr. Anish Sheth. He's a gastroenterologist. He knows all about this.
Great. Yeah. Hey, morning, Johnny.
What's up?
I had this happen at least once to twice a month. And, yeah, like you said, you don't want to tell the doc. I don't even tell my old lady that, you're not erect or anything. It's just after your finished, it just, you know, starts trickling out. And it doesn't shoot, you know, so I don't know.
Push
that's what it is, ejaculate.
Yeah, listen, I'm all for it. I wish it would happen to me.
Once or twice a month, I got to say that.
After once
impressive.
Or twice, it's
kind of... Hold on here. Oh, let's let Doc speak. What were you going to say, Doc?
I said, I think your caller said that this is happening to him once or twice a month. I'm jealous, I got to say. That's pretty impressive. I mean, this is something that usually occurs once every, you know, year or something like that. So I wonder, is this something that your caller, is this something that he's doing to sort of do this? I mean, is he eating like a super high-fiber diet? Or what does he think the key factors are here?
I thought it might be medication. That's why I was, you know, hesitant to ask, or, you know, it's just, again, very embarrassing, and you don't want to bring it up.
Yeah, no, I mean, you should talk to it. Anything odd or off that goes on with anything, man, you should definitely talk to your doc about it.
Yeah, certainly talk to your doctor. I don't think there's anything sort of concerning medically. I mean, certainly there could be a side effect aspect, but... You know, I think it speaks to the fact that, you know, usually folks that have healthy habits and are eating a lot of fiber and are really getting sort of soft, sort of bulky stool, sometimes they have this sort of experience of just extreme sort of pleasure after a bowel movement. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that as long as everything else checks out okay.
Yeah, see, I must have been close a few times because we used to joke about post-defecation euphoria where afterwards you'd be like, man, I feel great. Like, I could go jogging. I mean, pants fit.
Yeah, you want to break out of the bathroom and just high five the first person you see. And it's just like you said. I think when you open with it, it's just like how you feel after you've gone for a nice run, or as you said, after an orgasm, or a really good meal when you're just feeling very relaxed. It's just, you know, a really good bowel movement can give the same amount of, you know, the same pleasure as any of those things.
Look at this. Look at this show. We are the complete show, Doc, because of you. Now, James, do you have any more questions about that? By the way, what medication do you think was forcing it?
Well, I had pain med, and I didn't know if it, you know, with it built up.
Because those will keep you from going to the bathroom for a long time, and then when you finally do, it's a bigger amount.
Right, absolutely. And I thought that might be triggering it, where it was pushing, like you said, the prostate or something. And I'm just kind of living with it right now, and hate to, again, ask, but like hearing from the doctor and... It doesn't sound very, you know, emergency-like, so I guess I got my answer.
Good. You know what? And it's called a poopgasm. Enjoy it. Tell a couple of your friends.
Yeah. I'm not telling my friends or my wife.
All right, James. Listen, man, it's just your body. Don't, you know, honestly, if anything's ever weird, go to the doctor. Even if you don't want to tell your wife, go to the doctor.
Sure.
All right, man. All right, stay right there, James.
I appreciate you, Johnny.
You bet your brother. Stay right there. Doc, see? I think it's crazy. People, like, I'm telling you. If I go to the bathroom and I have an orgasm, A, I'm going to do a little thank you, Jesus, and B, I'm going to run right over to the doctor and be like, hey, man, am I screwed up? Was something bad here going to happen? Is anything, you know, because that's, you got to talk about it, right?
Yeah, you got to talk about it. You know, anything that goes wrong, I mean, on a serious note, I mean, obviously, the main thing we get concerned about in gastroenterology is any real change in the bowel habit. So I think, you know, if you have a one-off anything, let's say, you know, whether it's a pooforia, which is a good thing, or you have some change in consistency or, you know, odor, whatever it is. If it's a one-off thing, you probably trace it back to something you ate the day before. But if you have something that's consistently happening, like your caller's happening a couple times a month, or something that's really happening consistently, that's something you want to get checked out because you just want to make sure there's nothing wrong inside.
Have you addressed the, you talked about before, but have you talked about the ejaculation and the poopgasm? Have you talked about that on the doctors?
Yeah, no, no, that's a new one. I mean, I think that's something that's a little bit more in depth. I mean, that's something a little bit more. You got to dig into the medical history a little bit. You may have to dig into things like the prostate, things like sexually transmitted diseases in the past, other things that could link the two. That's a little bit beyond when you're actually having ejaculate come out. There may be some other factors.
Well,
involved.
T's definitely had some STDs.
I have not.
Distended rectum. There's no doubt about either of those things.
I have not. Now, I did have, though, about a year ago, twice, they had to do a biopsy. So I had the needles in the taint and the needle insertion inside from off the camera. So I had like 22 of them and that stuff each time. So I'd say, so I've had the blood and stuff. I mean, there's been no STDs.
It's a long way to go for that answer, wasn't it, Doc?
Gotcha. Yeah, I think, you know, like, that's a different situation. When you're starting to have things come out and, you know, secretions and all that, that's a little bit different than I think, you know, what probably more people can relate to, which is just that feeling that, you know what, I just unloaded a huge a huge bowel movement, and I feel light on my feet. I feel like I climb Mount Everest, that sort of sensation. That's completely within the normal range. I think once you start having different organ systems get involved and things, I think that's when you want to get, you know, maybe a gastroenterologist is who you need to see, but you also, obviously, in teeth, like in your case and in the caller's case, I think you may want to also get checked out by a urologist and make sure everything's okay.
Well, Doc, you are you're doing the Lord's work, my friend, because we didn't know who else to call, so I appreciate you working that out with us. You're a good man.
Anytime.
Hey, how can people get your book, by the way?
Yeah, you can find it in most bookstores, Amazon, online, What's Your Poo Telling You? It's been out for a little bit, still going strong, and it does have a special entry on Poo for you. Talks about a lot of other things that good and bad with the GI tract.
One last one. What do you think about that squatty potty?
Yeah, it's. I've actually tried it out. I think it's if you have healthy bowel habits and you're doing your high fiber diet, exercise, is probably not much benefit. But you know, for those of us who sometimes struggle, especially women, actually, a lot of women develop pelvic floor issues as they get older, where the muscles get weaker. Sometimes the squatting position can actually help go to the bathroom. So I think if you're not having any trouble in that department, you're like sort of 5 minutes in and out, you're probably okay. But if you're having some difficulties in evacuation, as we say, then it's probably, you know, it's a low risk, potentially high reward strategy.
Again, Doc, I love you. Thank you. Dr. Anish Sheth, Sheth. Look for What's Your Poo Telling You. And Ben, and next time we have another poo question, we will call you, and I appreciate you stopping by.
Anytime. Take care.
Thank you, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.